Ian Watson joins me. Am I being fair in saying perhaps out-enthused a bit today?
Massively. We spoke about that yesterday, the day before the game. We said we have to be the most energetic and most enthusiastic team out there today, because that's what they'll play with, that's what they'll come and they'll bring. We didn't even start that way. We lacked it straight from the off. We looked flat from the start of the game, like as if we'll just get a win. And that's not good enough. We just outlined that as a group. It's not good enough.
Obviously, will changes be made on the back of this? Because do you think there's a bit of an attitude problem there?
Yeah, I think so. I think some people are still believing the hype from last year, and that's not good enough. We're five games in now, since the start of the season. We've won one game against Toronto, and it's not good enough, individually and collectively. But you need to look after your own game and your own how you play the game yourself. And at the moment, I think people are lacking.
Were you surprised how we were bust down that middle in the first half defence? The Wakefields, their pack seemed to get on top of us. Yeah. That must be the most disappointing thing in the game, because I think out wide, Dan Sargent's picked up man of the match. I mean, he's a shining light at the moment, but forwards, you were beaten up there, really, weren't you?
Yeah. And that's one thing that we feel that we've reinforced really well in the middles, making sure our middles so bigger, stronger, have more leg speed in there. Like I said, there's got to be changes on the back of that, because we can't keep rolling with that group, mate.
The biggest disappointment, I suppose, for you is these four home games. You've lost three of those now. Is scoring points becoming a bit of a concern for you as well?
No, because when we actually pulled the trigger on them, we've opened them up. The problem with us was we're coming out of yardage too much, so we ended up being stuck in our own half, trying to come out of there. And at the moment, when it's that windy, you can't be as expansive as you want to be, and you can't move the ball like you'd like to play. So you're waiting, you're basically playing a patient game to get up into good ball, and then when you're getting good ball, being able to pull the trigger. And when we pull the trigger, we open teams up, which we always have done. Wakefield were no different. They were very direct, straight through the guts of us. They've not tried to go around us one bit until they've got in good ball, then they've had a few shots on us. But generally, we defended them reasonably well. We're not in the right areas of the field enough at this moment in time, and that's coming because we're losing the momentum of the ruck.
Do you feel slightly concerned at the moment? You've got a big game against Catalan next week away. They've won it away at Hull today, I believe, in a tight game. And you've got Wigan and Cass down here. Does it become like, not desperate for a win, but you just need a win, don't you?
It's always you want to get wins. That's the ultimate aim of it as well. And you're always concerned when you lose, because you think your group's better than that. But the one thing I'll question on the back of it today is our mentality going into that game. Because we spoke about having a desire and a determination and, like I say, energy and enthusiasm about us going into this game. And we didn't show any of that.
The team seems to be looking like they're lacking a bit of confidence. Well, I suppose that comes from winning matches as well, doesn't it?
Do you
need like somebody out there leading him a bit more, somebody a bit more vocal? Yeah. Kevin Brown obviously missing today, but I don't think you could really ever go to Chris Atkin. He sort of tried his socks off, didn't he?
Yeah, Chris is having a goal, mate. He's having a dig. There's certain parts of the game where he'll know he needs to be better as well, but Kev brings you that experience. You look at the game against Huddersfield, we potentially should have won that game. If we keep Kev on the field, we win against Leeds. Yeah, it turned out the way it did turn out, but I think maybe with Kevin out there as well, you potentially might win that one, and then your confidence is kind of rolling on the back end of that. We've not been good enough today by any stretch of the imagination, and I can say that's the first time I've been that disappointed with the team this year.
How do you approach the Catalans game next week then?
Yeah, I think we've got to go with a change of mindset, and we've got to probably change personnel on the back of that.
Thanks for speaking to us today, and see you next week, mate.
All right, mate.